Hit it.
Mute it first.
And we're back!
Yes, take two, although everybody out there wouldn't know that. Nobody knows that, except that I just told them.
And I might tell them.
Sorry. This is the Adam, John, and Mitch Show. My name is Adam.
My name is John.
My name is Mitch!
Wow, we actually sort of did it the same way we did it the first time. That's pretty cool.
Well, the first time, and then we just talking about.
Very interesting.
Nice job, pal.
So, on this episode of AJM, the I'm John and Mitch Show, we're going to talk about Tortuga, or so I've been told.
Yes.
So,
Tortuga's a nice place to visit.
So,
I wouldn't want to live there.
Oh, really? Tortuga's awesome because you could never feel unwanted or something like that.
Right.
If every city in the world were like this, no man would ever feel unwanted.
Scarlet.
Okay. Okay, that's enough of that.
Exactly. Now I'm going to chew ice into the microphone just to annoy people. Alright,
go ahead.
So, what's going on in the world today? I have no clue because I've been hibernating today.
FTW. Oh, I don't know.
The world?
So what's happening in the world.
Oh, okay.
Let's see. Anything? Nope, can't think of anything interesting.
Okay, so, to wrap it up, the show here.
Thousand points of light.
Yeah.
Stay the course.
Yeah.
Stay the course. Yep. Wouldn't be prudent.
Yeah, I see 1,000 points of light.
Yeah.
Particularly in New Orleans.
1,000 points of light. Stay the course.
Obama is on MySpace today or whatever, doing his some kind of stupid thing on MySpace. Trying to reach out to the young voters who will not come out and vote, so.
I see. If it was on MySpace, the odds of it being stupid are already greatly increased.
Yes, that's true. But, you know, he's reaching out for those voters who aren't going to come out and vote, who probably would vote for him because he's the only person
if it were on MySpace.
Yeah.
If it were on a MySpace poll, they would probably vote for him.
Yeah, that's true.
Can I have
if
Barack
it's on
Obama
a survey?
Arrested for trespassing on MySpace?
Oh, yeah, it's on your space, isn't it?
That's true.
I mean, wait a minute. Technically, it's MySpace, though, so... Sorry. Nobody can make a claim because everybody would say, wait a minute, that's MySpace.
Well, if he happens to show up on MySpace, I could.
Yes.
That's right.
But wait, he would
be... leaves me a comment.
But if he was on MySpace, then he would be on MySpace. So, it couldn't be your space because it's MySpace.
We all have to get together and petition.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah. So, unless they're going to start counting those MySpace surveys as ballots, then I guess no one will come out and vote. So,
well,
they'd rather...
arms are mighty muscly.
They'd rather be filling out a survey about voting than to actually vote. So, but anyway.
Okay, we digress.
That's like a year away, so let's talk about something current.
Yeah. Who knows, America may collapse by then, so...
Hey, wait a minute now.
Wait, oh.
Let's don't... Dude, we're already suspicious enough. We're named AJAM, which is an Arabic word for stupid, so... Let's don't do anything AJAM on AJAM.
No one should listen to us at all, then.
Don't do anything AJAM on AJAM, okay?
Because we're stupid.
Derp. Derp. Anyway. Sorry. But, anyway.
Okay.
All right. We're off to a blazing start. Let's talk about those New England Patriots.
Let's not.
Okay, let's talk about the race today.
What? Actually, there is the part at the end Mitch might enjoy right there on the last restart on the green-white checkers. Did you happen to see
when you're talking about the Patriots game? did Tom Brady die?
I was going to say, did you happen? No, when he said go to the race, I thought I was like talking about the race right there at the end. Dale Jr. was in contention, but right there when they started the restart, let's see, he was in like third, I think, and as soon as he went down into the corner, his left rear tire literally came off. Heck, he wrecked.
Did he die in an accident?
I would say
no. Oh,
his wheel came off, so did he finish first and third? His car
he
didn't come
like
in half.
25th.
He didn't finish 25th and 27th?
He did take a hard lick up into the wall, though.
Okay.
It's funny, his wheel, from what I saw, his wheel was, his tire was still going. I don't know if his tire actually crossed the finish line or not.
I don't think anybody else in the world is going to get that but us, you know. We're probably the only people that love or grew up with Herbie, so.
Untrue. Dean Jones is also a listener of the show.
Oh, okay. Let's say anybody out there will probably be like, what the crap?
Buddy Hackett, hello.
He's an agent listener?
Oh, wait a minute.
He is? Oh, okay. That's cool.
He listens for his one-room apartment in Haiti.
That's awesome. I was going to say, don't you? All right.
AJAM is broadcast everywhere.
Yeah, well, it could be, I guess.
Matter of fact, we're probably used as a form of torture in hell.
Okay. Well, as long as I have internet access and iTunes or any other podcast feed reader, whatever, RSS feed, whatever, there you go, then we're there. So, we could literally be on every corner of the earth, even though the earth is round, so there are no corners of the earth. So, why do people say that? To all the corners of the earth. Wait a minute. Because
originally, it was every corner of the map.
Yeah. What was it, 500 years ago? Everyone thought the earth was flat.
The blank edges of the map filled in.
And 10 minutes ago, you knew we were alone on this planet.
Imagine what you'll know tomorrow.
Good stuff. All right. So, anything else before we wrap the show up?
That's it, folks. Good night.
Good night. This is our 102nd episode, so we're trying to make it last 102 seconds long. That's what we're going to do.
Oh, wow. We probably already...
Yeah, I think we did. Every episode we're going to do in seconds now. So.
We've already gone over.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to have to cut this way down to, hey, welcome to AJAM, and that's it. That was our first episode. Welcome to AJAM. Anyway.
Ow. Crap.
Oh, sorry. You're in a deep puddle of crap, and you don't have the shoes for it.
Right.
What else? Slow news week.
Actually, it's not all that slow in the
year. Yeah, no, we just don't want to talk about the Patriots for some reason.
Well, I wasn't actually referring to that. I was actually talking about them talking about the Yankees possibly announcing a manager tomorrow and talking about A-Rod's contract if Major League Baseball approves it.
Radio.
And the holdup would be they don't want to take anything away from the World Series, which, you know, if things continue like it is now, that won't be a problem.
Yeah, it might be over. You have one day, right?
But I don't know.
You have one day.
Exactly.
Actually, I did hear some mention, which I think it was just a mention yesterday, about a possible trade involving Kobe Bryant going to the Bulls.
Kobe Bryant? Oh,
yeah, I've heard that.
That'd be
which I don't think that's ever going to be true. But
yeah, I've heard that it wouldn't happen because the Bulls would pretty much have to give up everybody else they had to get Kobe.
Doubles. Yeah.
That would make absolutely no sense whatsoever.
Well, you know, him and nobody else.
Well,
yeah,
you know,
that's the way the ball bounces. That was a basketball, you know.
Yeah, I get it.
Nah. Okay, no, what about those Patriots? Now we'll talk about them later. Okay, what about the...
They're scorching up the competition.
We'll talk about that later. What about, anything else going
just
on?
Just like a Patriot missile would. Oh.
Oh, yeah.
What, hit something extremely hard and explode?
Well, if...
No comment.
I don't know.
Anyway.
Okay, moving right on.
Okay, yeah, never mind. Wow.
I have no idea. I have no idea where you're headed with that one. I think I know.
That Tom Brady sure is muscly.
Exactly.
He's too old for him.
Yeah, probably.
Yes, but he just had a child.
Okay.
But don't tell them. You'll get in trouble.
Rightio. Okay, what do we think about the Georgia-Florida game?
We think that I picked it correctly.
Yeah, we think that Mark Riggs is pretty awesome.
Say what now?
Do we not like Mark Richt? Mark Richt's pretty cool.
Mark Richt is really a moron, but what? I thought they could pull it together. Yeah.
I like Mark Richt.
He's going to be mediocre at Georgia for, you know, he's going to be there, but he's going to be mediocre. I mean, come on. The guy pretty much is not, he's not a genius.
Mediocre is 2 championships in 6 years?
Yeah.
Look at what they had to do to get it.
Win?
Yeah, win a bunch of games, okay?
I don't know what
how many thought. And in that time, how many times were they supposed to be a national title contender and ended up not being one?
Well, they had to play Auburn every year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, they beat them. What does that mean?
I'm not sure where your argument's going here.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, really.
I know.
I'm talking about your argument.
I don't.
But Murray's a moron.
Yeah, he's not that.
He's not very brilliant.
Okay.
But I mean, Georgia. Here's what I was my thinking in this was. Florida really is not what they were hoped to be, and I didn't think Florida's really all that good of a team this year to start with. But Georgia has been kind of hit or miss. I figured it was time for them to have another hit week.
Yeah.
And they're not to be right. So.
Yeah, well, still, Mark Rick did a good job of getting his boys riled up to play, I think. That thing about the excessive celebration penalty, I thought that was pretty cool, actually.
Yeah. I did. Not to mention, Georgia, wins usually, under Mark Richt, wins like at least 1 out of 3 against whoever they play, so.
At least 1 out of 3?
Yeah, they don't win. They don't lose 3 consecutive against opponents.
Yeah, well, that's pretty good.
Basis.
All right, and Tennessee beat South Carolina in the last moments, which. Both those teams are hit or miss teams as well.
Well, Tennessee's really not that good. I just thought the home factor was the reason why they were going to have that one, and they did have it in hand, but they let it get back out of hand.
Yeah.
I credit that to the old ball coach.
What
to get him back in the game?
Oh, okay. Obviously.
Not to mention Blake Mitchell had a career game to get him back into it.
Yeah, which he didn't start, did he? It was the other guy,
no.
Right? So.
Yeah, smelly.
Smelly, yeah, that guy's just, you know.
Terrible? He's smelly? Oh.
Yeah.
Smelly quarterback. Oh.
It is pretty much your fault.
Feeding you.
It's all your fault.
Yeah.
Go shoot yourself in the head. Please make sure you're good and dead.
Exactly.
But, I don't know, South Carolina still has a chance to win the East, actually. Believe it or not.
They do.
It's not very likely now.
Well, so does Auburn. To win the West.
I have a chance to win the East.
Well, I knew you. I forgot. I should have said that quicker. But anyway, yes.
I'm thinking Tennessee actually has the easiest row to hoe now. Because they already have the victory over Georgia. Who do they have left? They have Vanderbilt. The toughest team they have left to play, really, is Kentucky. I wouldn't overlook Vanderbilt by any means, but...
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
But, I mean... Vanderbilt's still Vanderbilt. They've played it.
Yeah.
Well, they've played everybody tough except for Auburn.
Yeah.
And that's just because Auburn was better than them, honestly.
Speaking of Auburn, what is the deal with cannot score in the red zone?
I was going to say,
they cannot score in the red zone, actually.
Yeah.
I was going to say, what's the deal with cannot score in the second and third quarters is what I was thinking. But.
Well, they actually scored in the second and third quarters this game. I mean the second, third, and fourth quarters, right? Did they score in the third or just the fourth? I know
they scored a field goal. Okay, they can't score a touchdown except for the first and fourth quarter. How's that?
There you go. I guess that's it then. But still, yeah. Well, they can't score at all, hardly. They dominated again, but they can't put enough points on the board.
They control the football. They play basically Joe Gibbs football. They control the game, and then they... Either barely pull it out or barely lose.
Yeah, that's the way it is. But they have the ability to score a lot more than they're scoring, so I don't know why they just can't do it.
Well, that's the question. Do they really have the ability?
Here's the thing, though. They march it all the way down well inside field goal range, and then somehow they either turn it over or back up and get out of field goal range where they can't make anything, or they just kick field goals. I don't get
it. I don't know.
Or they just don't get in the end zone enough.
Maybe they should just play the entire game as if it were hurry up.
I guess. Yeah, that's true. I don't get it.
They just play hurry up offense the entire game.
So, but they don't want to do it that way. They want to play it slow and let's get 2 yards of play and then punt.
I'll never understand why two that you change your defensive strategy late in the game. I don't get that. If it's been working the entire game, why is it all of a sudden not going to work? Why do you think you have to change it to something more safe?
Yeah, I don't know why teams do that. Ugh. Anyway, a win's
a win.
I've
seen more teams get burned by a supposedly prevent defense than they have by playing their regular ones.
Exactly, especially when you're clinging to a one score lead or something. It's like, okay, so let's play real loose and conservative and just don't let them, you know, blah, blah, blah. Don't give up big plays, even though, wait a minute, you're only up by 3 points or something. Okay.
Well, let's say this. Now, the way things stand, with a little help from Alabama next week, Auburn's right back in it. Do you see that being as a possibility?
I definitely see that as a possibility. Wouldn't surprise me at all to see Alabama win that game.
Yeah, that's true.
I would say yes, too.
It is possible.
I wouldn't be surprised because, as I said plenty of times this year, Bryant Denny is a whole different place now.
Is it at night, too? Is it going to be at night or afternoon? It's afternoon, isn't it?
Really not sure.
I think it's in the afternoon. I think it's like 4 o'clock. But that's
still,
yeah. Either way, it's not going to be a easy victory. And they seem to play everybody close anyway. If they don't win, it's been close. So either way, I think it's going to be a closer than the experts think. If I can borrow what's his face's favorite quote.
Yep.
Anyway, of course so. Moving right along.
We move up to 16th in the BCS standings.
Yeah, no, that's good for a 3-loss team.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody else have 3 losses that anywhere in the top 25?
Florida.
Where are they?
20th.
That's good.
Yeah, so, you know.
They got pwned by Georgia, though, seriously. Georgia from the get-go.
They've been giving up points all year long.
Yeah. But they've been scoring a lot.
Even our hapless offense scored several points on them.
Yeah. Well, we scored points on a few teams, but we just can't freaking do it every week. Jeepers. I wonder what our average point per game is, Auburn's, that is. Like,
I don't know,
9?
3? 7?
We usually score more than that, but I'd say 9 against Arkansas.
I don't know, but with the defense that we have, if we had the offensive mind of, say, a Steve Spurrier, we could be awesome.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you're right. I don't want to get into it. Anyway, moving right along to something else other than what we were talking about now. Any ideas of that? What is that going to be? Nothing?
Not a clue.
Alright, so let's just talk about this some more and run it in the ground.
I was actually going to say this. Should Auburn manage to pull off the West, who do you like the best matchup from the East? Who do you think is going to end up pulling off the East? Is it going to be Tennessee? Or right now you say Tennessee or Georgia, but which one? Is it going to be Tennessee?
Tennessee.
Is that who you would say?
Yeah, because I think Auburn will beat Georgia.
Probably. That'd be my guess.
Because well, let's see. Okay, if Auburn wins the West, then they'd probably have to beat Georgia, so.
You'd think, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah. You'd have to say Tennessee.
Well, I guess that would make the most. That's true.
That would have to be the case.
Let's see.
But the way this season's going, there's still plenty of things that could mess things up.
That's true for anybody.
Well, Tennessee has to go to Kentucky.
Well, that's tough right there, see?
Right.
Yeah. When is that?
They do play Arkansas on the 10th, which could be, you know, Arkansas is going to get into scramble mode at some point. They may be there already. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to say because the two teams that they've crushed these last couple of weeks are not exactly ones you would expect them to have trouble with in the first place. So,
right.
It's hard to say that they're actually back from anything.
No, but I think they will be at some point, though, is what I'm saying. They're going to win.
It's questionable. I don't know.
Definitely, but I personally think that they will.
Yeah. They got some stuff going on behind the scenes that I think affects them more than anything.
How about South Carolina? Can South Carolina please get a pistol?
Pistol?
Yes, can somebody please get South Carolina a loaded pistol and a quiet room? with a blindfold.
They don't already have that?
The entire state?
I mean, jeez.
Actually, the entire state can vote for Stephen Colbert in the presidential election.
That's correct. Guess what South Carolina's number one problem? Bears.
Yeah, that's everybody's number one problem.
Bears. South Carolina's number one problem is they can't beat teams they should beat, like Vanderbilt and Tennessee.
That's what I said. Their number one problem is Cox, right?
Yeah, their own.
Wow. No, South Carolina's not winning the East.
What? They still have a tough schedule left. They have Florida.
They've got to go to Arkansas, then Florida, and then they play number 25 Clemson. The last two games are at home, but they've definitely got the toughest looking road at everyone left.
You could say that, but I mean, I think they can take Florida and Clemson to be honest with you.
Yeah, they can, but you know what? They should have taken Vanderbilt, and they should have beaten Tennessee, too. Could have, would have, should have. Doesn't mean they're going to do it.
Yeepers. Exactly.
Florida is still, even at 20th, I think they're totally overrated. I really do. I do not consider Florida to be strong at all.
Well, yeah, they got a good offense, but other than that, that's about it.
I was gonna say this year they can't stop anybody whatsoever.
Yeah,
we'll see. They get Vanderbilt at home next week. See if the doors come in there and kick them in the balls. Actually, I think from what I heard, Vanderbilt actually controls from Disney.
You know, it's funny if Florida does get
that's
the other
loss. That's what I heard. They're near the bottom of the East, but they still control their own destiny from what I've heard, Mandy.
If they win out, meaning?
They've got Florida, Kentucky, and Tennessee. They've got three division conference road games left. If they win out, they can control. They pretty much control their own destiny.
That would be funny.
That would be
awesome.
That would be cool.
Would be awesome. Then Auburn can get a rematch with Vandy.
If
that would rock hard.
That would.
Unless Auburn doesn't win the West, then Vandy could show up and beat LSU and go to the national championship game.
You're right.
All they got to do is win.
Now
you're
getting a little far fetched. And just the entire top 10 has to collapse, right? What? In the BCS ranking?
Okay, is there any other things to talk about? We got like 5 minutes left.
What was I going to say? I just had something on my mind you mentioned about that. I was going to say about Florida. I think if they drop yet another game, let's say I'd give them four losses on the year. I'm pretty sure you won't start seeing the
FireUrbanMeyer.com.
Which is kind of funny. Which is kind of funny, considering how they don't give Ron Zook
credit
hardly any chance at all.
Yeah.
And yet, that was his recruits that they won the national championship with.
Yeah, the same kind of thing at Notre Dame, too. I mean,
is anybody pleased with Ohio State being the number one team in the country and their signature win being a win over Penn State?
The only thing
they've proven themselves now, they beat Penn State.
Yeah. The only thing I'll say about that is who else are you going to put up there at this point? That's the only reason why I can say it at all. But I don't consider them to be an outright number one by any means.
Yeah.
We'll find out in the next 3 weeks.
I guess.
Why? Who are they going to play?
That's their three toughest games I've seen on their whole schedule.
Yeah.
They play Wisconsin, Illinois, and at Michigan.
Wisconsin.
Those three teams are better than their schedule thus far.
It's still not that tough.
Penn State were the only ones before that that were even legitimate, you know.
You could say Michigan's gotten better, but they've had an easy row to hoe ever since their losses. And Illinois, they show some sparks. I would give Zook a chance against them. Who's the other team you mentioned? I already said Michigan was.
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin dropped like a rock from earlier this year. I don't know.
Well, they can do the.
They were ranked in the top five or ten for sure at the beginning of the year, and they're nowhere in sight now.
There's 21.
Not according. There's 21.
They are
7-2. I see it.
Ohio State.
I was looking. I think I must have been glancing over at the AP poll at the time.
Never mind.
I don't think I see anything from the AP poll.
Okay.
I don't think I see him.
They're finally playing teams with winning records. How about that?
Yeah.
All right. It, good, good, good.
That's legit or not.
Fine.
Fine.
Anything else that you want to mention?
I can't think of anything.
Then what are you complaining about? So we've talked about college football.
Hey, I got something. How come Florida's a three-loss team, but they're one spot ahead of Auburn in the AP?
Because Riders are stupid.
Because Florida's 5-3 and Auburn's 6-3. They even have more wins.
And with a victory over Florida.
And with a victory over Florida. But hey, Auburn's ahead of South Florida, who's 6-2, so I guess there are
hey.
Some...
Hey, how about Alabama ahead of Auburn?
Oh, they are 6-2. You can't make the case for one less loss, but still.
True. They'll settle that one on the field, though.
They've been totally impressive.
Well, they'll settle that one on the field.
There's been, I mean, I don't know. Speaking just from a realistic standpoint, there's some Alabama people with some hope. I still look at it this way. They got the same problem they've had the last, 5 years now. They don't have the line that can hold and give the quarterback time. Same problem they've had for pretty much the last 5 years, and Auburn has just the opposite of that. They have the speed and the rush, and they're probably going to just, you know, Parker's going to be eating just as much dirt as what's-his-name did the times when he was playing.
Croyle. Brody. Hey, Brody. So, is there anything we need to preview for next week or in the coming week? Halloween is this week.
Gonna preview that?
Yeah. So I don't know.
Trick or treat. Trick or treat. Trick or treat for Halloween.
Anything out of the ordinary this week? No?
Yes, I plan on slaughtering a few virgins and
okay.
Doing some sort of weird ritual or whatever they do on Halloween night.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. So you know where John will be, police and authorities listening? No? I don't know. Yeah. Actually, I...
Going to make a human sacrifice.
Ah, good.
I believe Mitch will be at the local KKK rally.
He dressed up as a ghost.
Yeah, just... I will be...
A conehead ghost? No.
That's right. Ghost of
Cold Hair. Say where we'll have him be.
Working late. That's all I get to do. And eating candy. I want some candy. That's about it.
Candy.
Look what I can do. Look what I can do.
Wait a minute. You want candy? As in like the... Like, what's the word? The slang word for cocaine?
I want some Blow. Rocks. Some crack rocks. No, I don't know what I want. I don't know. But let's see. Okay, we got Monday Heroes. What else is on Monday? What do you watch on Monday nights, Mitch?
I watch Inside with the Stars. My Eyelid.
Inside Your Eyelid.
Yes.
Inside the Eyelid Studio.
Pretty. That would actually be an interesting show. I don't know. But Dancing with the Stars is on. So, you can watch that.
Yeah, let's see who can pass out this week.
Oh, something happened, I guess. I didn't. John watches that too, I guess.
No, I have a mother who does, though.
Oh, okay.
And I also watch Best Week Ever, occasionally.
Oh.
But Marie Osmond passed out during her judgment, basically. Cool.
She passed out, like, you suck. Yes. Blunk.
No, they were just fixing to talk, and then all of a sudden she really just passed out.
That's awesome. They did it for ratings. I bet they put that in the promo.
She said something afterwards about, what was it?
Is Marie Osmond dead? Find out on Dancing with the Stars.
Having a tendency to do that when she, like, exerts herself too much or something? I don't know. I can't remember.
Okay, what did she do before the show?
She just danced.
Never mind. Jeez. Okay.
Tuesday's House.
Let me know when you're done talking about that.
Say what?
Let me know when you're done talking about that.
Tuesday's House.
I'm done.
I have something else to add.
What is that?
Add it.
It's not about that.
House. The Office.
Completely off topic.
Oh, well, okay. Then go ahead and add.
Go ahead, then.
Change topic, then.
Yeah, we're done.
Just looking at these SEC standings, do you realize that more than likely every team in the conference is going to a bowl game this year except Ole Miss?
Really? More than likely.
There are eight teams that are already at six wins. And then there are six teams that are already at six wins. And then there are one, two, three, four, five other teams that are at five wins. And only need one more to become bowl eligible.
Wow. So how far away is Ole Miss from that?
Ole Miss is 2-7. They're not going to make it.
Yeah.
Not a little too late for that.
But the other 10 teams, or 11 teams will more than likely get in, because everyone knows that you'd rather have an SEC team if you can.
What are the odds that Mississippi State will get the six wins, though? What do their schedule look like, I wonder?
They're at 5-4 right now. They only need one.
Yeah, but what's their schedule, the remaining schedule like? Is it very likely that they'll even get a win?
Because they play Ole Miss the last game of the year. They get Alabama at home on the 10th, and then they go to Arkansas, and then they play Ole Miss at home.
That's the only four games they have left? Three games they have left.
Yeah, how likely would it be? They just beat Kentucky yesterday.
Well, that's true.
You know, they get Alabama the week after LSU. If Alabama beats LSU, then they got to go to Ole Miss.
Well, one thing I noticed about Mississippi State, even early in the year and everything, their defense is good. They can run the ball. Their quarterback absolutely sucks. If they just had a quarterback, they would actually be a pretty decent team.
Yeah.
With Mississippi State.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think they're definitely getting the sixth win.
Okie dokie. One thing I did want to mention, the office convention has been going on in Scranton, Pennsylvania this week.
And you're not there?
Yeah, I know. I wish I was. But Scranton, Pennsylvania is a long way away. But,
you can handle it. Road trip.
Been going. Yeah, let's have an AJM road trip. That would be cool. We could have Creed and him on the show.
Yeah! Oh, wait a minute. Not that Creed.
Yeah, not that Creed. Creed actually did perform, though, but, you know, by himself, you know, Creed. Creed Bratton.
Okay.
Anyway.
I don't want to know what his performance was.
Oh, and by the way, Karen Filippelli is back this week. Anyway, Okay. Alright. So that's it.
Shocking.
AJMShow.gmail.com. What's wrong? AJMShow@blogspot.com. That's really
what
wrong. Reverse that. Peace up.
Strike it.
Reverse AJM it. Down. And all
come
that good stuff.
See us sometime.
Adios, amigos.